Welcome to my podcast, Listen to M. I'm your host, Emlyn, and thank you for listening. I really want to say thank you to everybody who takes up the time to listen to me, especially if you're listening to this episode, because it has been a minute since I dropped anything at all. My bad. I want to say I was like in a weird place of mind. This whole coronavirus thing, it kind of like threw like my whole world off, and then I fell in love. There's certain things in my life that I felt needed to be like stable before I can continue on in like my podcast journey and like dropping episodes, because I want to do more things. I want to like go on video. But I had to get, like, my house right. I recently just moved into my house. Me, my boyfriend, my two kids. And, like, it's cool. I'm here. Like, we don't have everything together. But it's just nice to be able to, like, start all over and do things the way you want to. So, yeah, that's where I've been at. And then I just started working again. Like, I didn't work for... I was, like, on a hiatus. Like, just enjoying time with my like family. But I'm back like I never left, and I really plan on, God willing, to just continue dropping and talk about shit and the stuff that's going on. The whole coronavirus pandemic is just like, honestly, I feel like it's resetting the world. They're pushing a lot of different agendas. I'm not gonna say that the coronavirus isn't real, because it's definitely like taking away people. If not somebody that I know personally, lost somebody to coronavirus. So it's definitely there. Was it man-made? Was it a ploy? Like, these are things I want to talk about, but like, they're always so taboo because people get so defensive, like, if you don't have the same belief. I just want to say in regards to that, just keep doing what you're doing, you know, try to social distance. Because you just don't know. And there isn't a cure, and whatever they're coming up with, like, I don't know. I've worked in research before, and there's different many phases to clinical trials, and I've also seen how things can get altered. So I don't feel comfortable like taking a coronavirus shot if it comes out. Like, I'm good on that. Just like the flu shot, I'm good on that. But that's neither here nor there. Something that I want to talk about, and I hope somebody like responds or replies or something, is I saw this little thing was like, would you give up your social media for a healthy relationship? I think that if you're in a healthy relationship, social media is like the least of your worries. Meaning, I don't think you have to delete it. I don't think you have to do the most. I personally don't feel that to have a healthy relationship, you have to delete your social media. If you have a healthy relationship, like, why is like social media even like a big deal? Personally, in my relationship, you know, like in the beginning of our relationship, I can say like, because me and my boyfriend, we have a lot of, how can I explain it? He was like my high school sweetheart. We were together for like almost 7 years. And then we broke up for almost 7 years. And then, you know, love brought us back together. So it's like we have a lot of history. So I want to say that, like, towards the beginning, maybe we were both still insecure because, like, I don't know what he had going on, what I had going on. But as time has gone on, like, social media, like, all right, first, the people make a big deal about posting each other, a significant other. Like, if your man posts you, he love you. If he don't post you, he don't love you. You know, like, that bullshit. I think you should do whatever feels natural for you. Like, I post my man when I'm in my feelings and lovey-dovey, okay? I might post him just to remember to let y'all know that he's here, because, you know, you stop putting things out, and then people seem like y'all broke up or something. Like, hey, how are you doing? Like, no. So I'm just going to, you know, post my man so y'all know, like, we're still good. Y'all don't got to come in my inbox. But I don't know. I think it's funny. Like, people know that me and him are in a relationship. And you If I go in his inbox, he literally will have, like, the last, like, 10 messages will be, like, random Pete girl, like, hey, how are you? Like, bitch, we're doing good and well, you know? And, like, he shows me. So, like, we don't have nothing to hide. I don't find myself going through his phone. He doesn't find himself going through my phone. If he's there, if he's around my phone and it goes off, yeah, he might look at it, but, like, I'm not hiding anything. So, like, I don't feel like social media is a problem. I feel like it only is a problem if you're doing shit on it, if you are being sneaky, if you are being shysty. Like, to me, like, social media is to be, like, social. Like, if somebody posts a picture and you like it, you like it. That doesn't mean you want to fuck them. Like, this is the point of the app. I think when people, like, start putting their own interpretations into things, or, like, I guess it just really comes down to, like, your own belief system. You know, like, what you believe. Like, some people may believe, hey, we're in a relationship. We don't need social media. We got each other. Why do we need to be social with other people? Me, personally, I view social media for a lot of things. For entertainment, for promoting whatever I got going on, like, my businesses, or referring people out. Like, it's just, I don't know. I think in this day and age, like, social media is a tool. And unless, like, you're really, like, a doctor, or, like, really... Actually, I don't, at the end of the day, I think social media, everybody could benefit from it. So, no, I wouldn't delete my social media for a healthy relationship. Because if I'm in a healthy relationship, I don't need to delete my social media. I'm in a healthy relationship. That means we have love, trust, and communication. We're able to talk to each other, express our feelings. If there's something that he does that I don't like, I'm going to tell him and let him know. If there's something that I do and he doesn't like, we just express these things. And I'm not gonna say that we're perfect, because, like, we damn sure, like, bump heads here and there. That's normal, especially with history. But, like, okay, for example, you know, a Spanish woman, like, if you have a dishwasher in your house and you do dishes, you put it in the dishwasher to avoid having a whole rack next to your sink, like, for whatever. Like, Spanish people always do that. They put their dishes in the dishwasher, right? It's always been like that, right? My boyfriend, he hates that. He's like, I hate when I open the cabinet and there's nothing in there because everything's in the dishwasher. So you know what I do? Because I know it bothers him, I make sure that I, after they're done, like, whatever, drying, that I put them in there. Like, it's not a big deal. You just, like, change your behavior if it's something that, your significant other doesn't like. Like, it's not that hard, especially if you really love somebody, you want to be with somebody. I don't think it's really that hard, you know? I think if you have a lot of insecurity, social media will not help your relationship. Like, I don't know. I just think somewhere, you know, down the line, people have to separate the two, like, social media and, you know, real life. And yeah, it's both, but some people purely, like, live for the internet. Like, everything they do is for the internet. Like, you know, back then when Instagram first came around, it was like, you know, take a picture of your food and, you know, describe it, or, like, hashtag this, hashtag that. And I was like, people will not live their real lives and just, like, pretend to be, like, you know, you could have your own persona in social media and be completely different in real life. Like, that's just the age it is in. Like, you know, people are always going to want to be viewed in the best light. But not to go, like, off on a tangent, because I do that sometimes. It's hard talking about random shit. I see this debate a lot. Some people are all for it. Some people are like, fuck no. Like, me, it's like, fuck no. I'm not going to, like, if it was really debilitating to my relationship, would I consider it? But then I just feel like that means I don't have a healthy relationship. So that would definitely be an argument, because you would really have to show me, like, how me deleting my social media is going to benefit our relationship. Like, I don't know. And I think it's 2020. We're all grown. Like, there's obviously, if you're in a relationship, especially if you live with somebody and, like, are building a life with somebody, there's things that, you know, like, you both have to come to a decision about. But, like, I don't know, baby. I've had social media my whole entire life, boo. And, like, I just don't think it has never been a detrimental factor in my life or in my relationships. The only thing that has been, like, a detrimental in my life is, like, if my boyfriend's cheating on me, that would be something. But that ain't got nothing to do with social media. That's because he couldn't keep his dick in his pants and, or whatever the scenario may be. You know, like, I don't think social media contributed to that. I think the person contributes to that. If you're in a relationship and your man has to share a social media with you because he does not know how to not inbox girls, or your girl does not know how to not inbox niggas, that just means that y'all shouldn't be in a relationship. Y'all are clearly not ready for a relationship, and y'all just need to be single because that is what you're pushing. You know, that's it, period, bottom line. That's how I feel about it. I mean, we could all have our different of opinions, but that's just what I think about. You know, that's how I feel about it. It's just, I don't know, it's crazy. I love social media. I love the fact that you're able to communicate with people all over the world. You know, like, it's like a common trend. Like, people in your city never really, you know, like, support you. But somebody in the other side of the world who doesn't know you and won't judge you on nothing or whatever will support you. So I think social media is a beautiful thing. But yeah, that's just that. I kind of, like, want to talk about that because, I don't know, it's kind of relevant. Like, especially with this whole Jada and Will entanglement thing. I mean, I guess it really doesn't have nothing to do with social media, but because they are celebrities and they are in the public eye, it's funny, you know, like all the memes going around with like entanglement and like people basically saying that like Jada, you know, cheated on Will Smith. I guess they would say cheated because they were married, but they were both separated and they both agreed that they weren't together. I think the whole thing was like painful to watch because like, I think they're like, they shouldn't have had to go through that. You know, like, I think like, I understand that's like August truth or whatever, and that may ring true for him, but like, I just, there are certain things I won't talk about that I might want to talk about, but it's like, it's not just my business. It's somebody else's business too. So if you're going to do something in the store, I would think that you would have reached out to that person instead of, like, you know, fucking up the internet with this shit. Especially when there's way more other things, more important things that we could be bringing light on instead of doing the memes. Like, it's, I don't know. I mean, I guess that's the internet. That's, like, the world we live in today. But, yeah, that shit is neither here nor there. But thank you so much for listening. You know, it's just a little something. I really just moved into my home maybe like a week ago, so I'm still getting settled and all that, but I really do plan to be dropping, so yeah, just stay tuned, tap in. Any suggestions, I'm always here for that. You can email me, you can leave me a voice message on the app, on the Anchor app. But yeah, thank you so much and have a blessed day.